Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, you're tuned into the Tony Burns Gospel Show, and I have some good stuff for you today. Amen. I tell you, we will be tuning in to the Church Within International Ministries, and they are talking about dealing with lust. Oh man, and it was so good. So you guys got to stay tuned and keep it locked right here on the Tony Burns Gospel Show. And I just want to say the Church Within International Ministries is located at 1250 Mansfield Avenue. And the pastor and co-pastor is Glenn Kirkwood and co-pastor Elma Kirkwood. And I tell you, the teachings that they give out of that ministry is awesome, okay? So keep it locked right here on the Tony Burns Gospel Show as we deal with lust.
Don't dare shut that down. Keep it right here locked on the Tony Burns Gospel Show.
We're so glad you joined us.
Darius was prophesying, he said that when we was talking about the different spirits, and some of us have been able to recognize those spirits from us teaching on how it's affecting us, and then we recognize it when it comes through the building, and that will be some when you get ready to know them, they don't want you to know them.
Right.
The urchins don't get offended.
Right. Amen.
They got to be anointed because the anointing covers. The anointing covers. So what we're doing is getting you ready because see, some of you are going to be on the task force.
Amen.
Some of you are going to be on the task force.
Front line.
Amen.
You're going to be on the front line.
Yep.
You're going to be the Marines, and then you're going to be the SWAT team. Name out the more. Because see, this is how God is planning the ministry.
Yes, Lord.
It's a training ministry, and I'm writing the book the way he's telling me to write.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
So we're equipping you to study the word, and some of the men in training have already got introductions that God told me to share with the whole church. They are called the seven deadly sins. And on the first part, how do they affect the ministry?
Amen.
How do they affect you? And how can they be recognized? You got to be able to recognize it, first of all, in yourself. It says, starts in the home,
right.
And then it spreads out.
Yeah.
If your home is not in order, it'll mess up the church too.
Right.
If the head is not in order, it messes up the body. Got the arms, the feet, and everything else.
Right.
So we got to look at these seven deadly. What comes to your mind when you hear deadly? Anybody?
Yeah.
Okay, over here on this table?
Destruction.
Deadly.
Oh,
is that what it means? Oh? What does deadly mean? It'll kill you. Right here at this table, deadly.
Lethal.
Over here.
Death.
So the seventh deadly sin, and the number seven means what?
Complete.
So it done killed you.
Completely.
These seven deadly sins have what? Killed you. It has completed an assignment. That's why they call it the seven deadly sins.
Amen.
Because it's going to eventually kill you.
Yeah.
One of them are all seven of them.
Right.
And some of us have all seven of them.
Right.
Or we've experienced all seven of them.
Right.
Okay? Wow. As they said, when he said legions, they are what?
Many. Yeah.
On the next page, it says, what are the seven deadly sins? Mm-hmm. Go ahead, read it.
Lust, gluttony, greed, laziness, wrath, and
pride. Okay. Y'all gonna have to look up because some are holding their hand and you just read. That's okay. All right. So what are the seven deadly sins? Let's all read them then.
Okay.
All of us.
Lust, gluttony, greed, laziness, wrath, envy,
and pride.
Now, what we're gonna do in this workshop, you're going to look at all seven of these deadly sins. And you got to be honest with yourself. Which one of these seven sins are really attacking you the most? Because see, if you don't recognize which one is attacking you the most, now you got seven of them, but there's one of them that's really, really attacking you the most. And then you're going to go down and you're going to prioritize them to see. Because see, you got to learn how to recognize these sins. Because sins kills us. They are spirits, y'all. Those are spirits. And those spirits start working on you. And it messes with your mind. And before you know it, it blinds you to the point that you don't even see yourself actually living one of these sins. Y'all get me? You know, it's blinding. Because sin is so fun.
Yeah, it feels good.
You love it, feels good. And sin is something that is easy for us to get into.
Amen.
But when you're trying to get out of it,
amen,
it's hard. It's just like marriage. It don't take but 5 or 6 seconds to get married.
Uh-huh.
It's hell, get out of it.
Amen.
It takes 5 or 6 years sometimes to get out of it. It just depends on what you have in your good community property.
Right.
But it only takes 5 or 2 seconds to say, I do.
That's right.
And you married.
Right.
You got your certificate.
Mm-hmm.
But try to get out of it. See how it takes 5 or 6 seconds.
Yeah.
No. But these seven deadly sins, all of us have experienced.
Mm-hmm.
All seven of them.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one that you might wrestle with.
Mm-hmm.
Said we wrestle not with what?
Yeah.
Those principalities.
Yeah.
In high places. It didn't say low places.
No, it didn't.
It said what?
High places.
Ha, 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 ha. Because a lot of us want to go high. But as you go up high, there are more demons you got to deal with.
Exactly.
But some of us can't even deal with our own demons.
Mm.
So you got to recognize your own demons.
Mm-hmm.
And those demon spirits attract you to that spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You be wondering why you coming over here to this here.
Because
y'all got something in common.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And that spirit knows.
Uh-huh.
So it draws you to that.
Mm.
How many of you all ask yourself, why made me do that?
Mm-hmm.
Have y'all been there?
Yes.
What? Why did I do that?
What was I thinking?
Then we said the devil made me do it. That's Flint Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
Flint Wilson is known for the devil made me do it.
Amen.
And that was only an excuse, y'all. And it became popular.
Amen.
Because a lot of us accepted that.
Mm-hmm.
And we started saying, no, it wasn't me, no, it wasn't you.
Mm-hmm.
But we blamed it on the devil. No. Because sometimes the devil ain't made you do that. He can influence us. He influences you. That's the word, influence. And what happened is, it's like a spider web. When we get caught in there, you end up dying. Unless somebody gets you up out of there. Okay? When you go to those AA meetings, they get up and they said, my name is Elmer, and I'm an alcoholic for 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
I told Pastor, I said, well, we ought to do that in the workshop. I am Elmer. And lust is this, pride is this, envy is this. And I say, ain't nobody gonna want to get up and say that.
They don't want to get up and say, my name is Elmer, and I've been lustful for 8 years. But you know what? That's how we come out.
Yes.
When we recognize,
yes,
and we are not ashamed,
that's
to talk
right
about.
That's right.
And this is what the workshop is about. Uh-huh. It's to get us, first of all, to recognize our sin.
Yes.
Because the Bible said all have sinned.
Wow.
No, it said some.
Wow.
No, it said just a little of
them.
And this is where the devil does not want us to expose himself.
Mm-hmm.
And once you've been delivered, and since this is a deliverance ministry, we all have to be equipped from the children on up. Because they see things that we may not see. So you got to listen to them. Because see, God speaks through them too. Because it wasn't about age in the Bible.
Okay.
David was 8 years old.
Uh-huh.
You know, so age is just a number. So if they're having dreams and they come to you, you need to listen to them.
Uh-huh.
And you need to ask God to get understanding.
Uh-huh.
And don't push them aside.
Uh-huh.
But you got to get to the point where you can say, hi, my name is Elma, and I have this that's bothering me.
Yeah, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Because if we don't recognize it, we're going to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
I am Elma. I deal with stress. How many deal with stress? And if you look at stress, and if you actually spell stress with ED and you turn around, it spells dessert.
Right.
And stress is dessert. Because most people, when they get stressed, they eat something, they dessert or something to cover up the stress.
Exactly.
I never thought about that till I started doing workshops. You spell it back.
That's an idea. Wow.
You see? So when we are stressed, but if you don't recognize stress and the symptoms that come with stress, you don't even know you're stressed. You see?
Okay.
So you got to be able to recognize, why am I stressing?
Amen.
And when you start feeling yourself feeling prideful, you got to say, why am I feeling like this?
Uh-huh.
See, we got to learn how to talk to ourselves.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of times people say you're crazy if you talk to yourself. If you're crazy if you don't talk to yourself.
Right.
Because the Bible says examine yourself. So sometimes we got to talk to ourselves and say, Lord, why am I acting like
this? Amen.
You need to get by yourself when you start feeling prideful, envy, lustful, gluttony, wrath. You got to start thinking about that.
Yeah.
Anger coming in on you.
Yeah.
Somebody walk in the room and you just...
As soon as you see them, you get mad.
It's a problem there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Help the life
better.
You know, that's right. So you got to be able to recognize these seven deadly sins and not take them so lightly. Because it's very important that we recognize this, because see, don't think the devil don't know. Because we tell him all the time how we feel. He don't know everything, but when you open up your mouth, it says life and death come from what? So when you start speaking those things, don't think the devil don't know. You telling him. He only know what you're telling him.
Yeah.
And some of us talk too much for him.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say, tell him about that for him. So we got to learn.
Did you have something? Okay, well, don't raise your hand up unless you got something to say. I'm just playing.
Lust, gluttony, greed, laziness, wrath, envy, and pride are what? So when you hear that,
all right, guys, I hope you enjoyed the show. I'm here to tell you we got more to come, and you got to stay tuned. You got to stay tuned. Keep it locked right here on the Tony Burns Gospel Show. Until we meet again, we will see you next time.